Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Today's livestock futures market ended up generally lower for feeder cattle and 20 to 60 higher on the live cattle, with August live cattle up 60 at 119.82, the October's up 22 at 125.80, December live cattle 47 higher at 131.37. Feeder cattle slid lower into the close, with August feeders down 102 at 158.15, the September's down 82 at 161 even. Today's weakness was a little bit of a reflection of what happened in the feed market and the grain markets. We'll talk about just a second, but we did finish slightly lower there on the feeder cattle. If you look at what's been going on here today, we had the feeder cattle index at 152.77 yesterday. That was up $1.22. That new box beef index is $279.89. Box beef has been sliding lower here. It's at about 278.59 yesterday at the close. Today at midday, it was down another $2.28 at 276.31. The select was up 77 cents at 258.18. That choice select spread is $18.13. The show list down in Texas and in Kansas is down about 1,500 in Texas and about 2,500 in Kansas. The cash market for the live cattle has really struggled over the last 6 months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Anne, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Anne honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Anne provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Anne is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the grain futures today traded a report. It came out midday today at 11 a.m. It was the monthly supply and demand report and then also wheat production. That report, I actually felt like it was bearish here. We had corn production at over 15 million bushels. They left the yield at 179.5 for corn, which was the same as last month. They also left the soybean yield at 50.8 bushels per acre, which is the same as June. And then overall production, 4.405 billion bushels, which is still a pretty high number. You know, a month ago we were worried about not getting any rain in the increasing drought area for the United States, specifically the northwest part of the United States, and that fear has subsided somewhat. Here in the cotton, it looks like the yield now is 814 pounds per acre, which is lower than the 847 pounds they estimated last month. Total supply is just under 21 million bales, 20.95 total bales, including the beginning stocks plus the 17.8 million production. And that puts ending stocks for the year at 3.3 million bales. So it's been trending down over the last couple of years, but we still have about 18.6% stocks to use ratio for the cotton in the U.S.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.